This is a discussion not about the history of Zen Buddhism or esoteric concepts. In a little while, we will sit quietly for a few minutes and notice what goes on. Sitting quietly, experiencing stillness for a few minutes, not judging, not trying to be good at this meditation stuff. You may have heard that practicing Zen is really hard. Yet from my experience, it's not about the sitting or having good posture that's the hard part. It's the mental side of meditation that challenges me. Most people have a running dialogue going on in their mind, a sort of continuous loop of likes and dislikes, judgments, shouldas, couldas, wouldas, and clutter. Years ago, when I was young, on AM radios, if you turned the dial to just right, you could hear three radio stations at once. You could. You really could. Some of us have minds that are sort of like listening to three radio stations at once. No one in this room, but some people in the theoretical model are like that. Some thoughts are about the past. Some are what we will do in the future. While these thoughts are interesting, they're basically subterfuges. They are not reality. Actually, the only reality is what is happening right now. This moment, this breath, is the only thing that actually exists. Everything else is simply a mental construct. We do not have a way to change the past. Maybe we could make amends or ask for forgiveness. That may be helpful and restorative. Yet the past is the past. As they say, past performance is not a guarantee of future performance. The future, you know, is quite inviting. Thoughts such as, when I retire, it's a very inviting thought. When I go on vacation, when my divorce finally goes through, as a sense of hope to an otherwise formidable life. When you dwell in the past, it robs us of the only thing we have a modicum of control over, namely this moment. Meditation is fundamentally about staying in the moment, moment after moment, staying in one place, noticing what is really going on. This is very different than the common thought of Zen, whereby through Zen meditation, one is magically transported to some beautiful desert beach or tropical beach, or are sitting in front of some lovely tropical waterfall, sitting next to George Clooney or some hot babe, or your spouse. Since you're Unitarians, you'd be with your spouse, and suddenly finding bliss. Zen meditation and Zen and Zazen is an intentional, systematic practice which fundamentally is not about to improve oneself or to get anywhere, but simply it is a way to realize who you are already. It's not about gaining anything else or noticing, The practice of Zazen provides a structure or practice which, independent of what kind of day you had yesterday or what morning was like or what you anticipate will have later, It's about staying in the moment, moment after moment. For humans, it is hard to stay in the present moments. Butterflies, coyotes, whales are very tuned to their present environments. And I imagine they don't dwell too long in extraneous thoughts. The human mind is a horse of a different color. We have dual core processors, whatever that really means, and behave that the faster we pedal, the better we get. In Zazen, we settle down and stop paddling. We let the boat slow down and simply notice what is going on. Let the boat glide for a while. After a while, thoughts will inevitably crop up. Thoughts such as, what am I going to do tonight? Will I be able to pay this month's rent? Why was that guy so rude to me? Or, what shall I wear today? We each have our own little soap opera to keep us company. In fact, this little soap opera is how we define our identity, our view of the world. We think things like, I am so sophisticated, I read Kampf or Ayn Rand, and I graduated from a great college. Or, I am so dumb, I flunked AP English 25 years ago. Or, I am so attractive in these stunning shoes I am wearing. Or, I'm a loser because I can't get rid of these 10 pounds I want to share or shed. Yada, yada, yada. Our personal soap opera is very absorbing. Zen is about noticing there is a soap opera going on and realizing that soap opera is not actually you. Beyond the soap opera, beyond all the judgmental thinking, beyond all the constant comment, there is actually you, your essential self, which we call beginner's mind, or big mind, or original mind. Here's the key point. The habit of ignoring the present moment in favor of other moments from the past or the future deprives us of the richness of this life, this moment, the reality of this moment. If we are always somewhere else, we feel detached, powerless, unaware of how we actually feel. It's very confusing to always be somewhere else. As I said, Zen is about being in the present moment, letting the little soap opera quiet down. And I think it'd be good to try a little meditation here in these seats. And I think we should start maybe with noticing our posture. What happens is when we sort of are sort of sloughing the seats, we tend to, I hate to say, we sort of wander around a little bit, okay? So have good posture. Be confident in your body. Be confident in your posture. And to make things easy, I'm going to ring this little bell in a moment, and then we'll just be quiet. And just notice what goes on. Okay? There is no right way to meditate. There is no right practice to this. Just you notice how thoughts come and how thoughts go away. And also notice when there are no thoughts. That's very remarkable to have no thoughts. So let's ring the bell. Not the plural. I will ring the bell. Posture is an important part of this practice. Sit comfortably in your chair. Sometimes we like to follow the breath and just notice how the breath goes in and out. Like a great swinging gate, in and out easily. Notice your eyes. Relax them. Keep them gently open. Listen. Listen really well. Do you hear the young children talking? Notice how the thoughts like to come into your mind. The gently swinging gate. Nowhere to go. Thoughts are like floating clouds. Some are like the clouds Joni Mitchell talked about. Sometimes peaceful, white, delicate clouds moving slowly across the sky, changing shapes and sometimes vanishing into the blue sky. Sometimes we have skies that are cloudy, thick dark clouds. Sometimes we have vivid blue skies. Let the clouds go and come as they may. We don't try to control the weather. We don't try to control the weather. We notice there are clouds and we see them and we let them pass by. Sometimes we need to experience different kind of, to the beginner's mind, we realize that above the clouds is always blue sky and a bright sun. We realize that no cloud lasts forever. No thought is a complete copy of reality created by our mind. Thought is not a complete copy of reality created by our mind. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. When we see something we like, it looks much bigger than it is. When we see something we hate, it looks much bigger than it is. When we see something we don't care about, it looks smaller than it really is. Our views are distorted by egocentricity. My wife had to help me on that. I screwed it up when I did that at home. When we are young, we do not have a vast assemblage of views instilled in us. As beginners, we look upon the world without a lot of baggage. We think, this is interesting. We think, what is going on here? Beginners are thrilled by the most ordinary of things. On the other hand, it can be uncomfortable being a beginner. Being a beginner implies you don't know. You're always inquisitive. You're always trying to see things fresh. That's a little uncomfortable. While being an expert has high status and authority. You know the answer. Let me give you an example of being a beginner. In the late 1970s, early 1980s, there was a controversial nuclear power plant being built along the California coastline. Its name was Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant and was to sit atop a major, major earthquake fault. For years, many years, protesters chained themselves to the construction site front gates trying to stop construction. This is a big deal. It was on national TV night after night for like 6 months, maybe a year. Everybody was really riled up about this. The whole thing was a mess. Incidentally, the movie China Syndrome, starring Jane Fonda, was about Diablo Canyon. Anyway, after 2 long years of gut-wrenching protest, a young mechanical engineer that had just graduated from college one week earlier was hired by the contractor to go and help. 2 days on the job, he came in with what I would call a beginner's mind, looked at the blueprints and said, "Whoa, there is something really wrong here. There is a big mistake." He summoned his supervisors. Everyone came around and they realized that they had flipped the plans initially, and the walls that were supposed to be on the north side of the nuclear power plant were on the south side, and the south side were the north. And the plant was shut down for 2 years until they tried to figure out what to do. All the protesters were elated. They said, "Oh, this is the greatest thing." But really, it just took someone with fresh eyes, a beginner's mind, to see there is something fundamentally wrong. Yeah. The other story is the story of an expert, okay? An expert. It is said the most powerful person in Washington is not the president, it is the chairman of the Federal Reserve. And one of the most august of chairmen was Alan Greenspan, an extraordinary chairman. He spoke in obscure, oracle-like terms, which drew praise and wonder among many. Chairman Greenspan believed that financial markets had a miraculous quality to self-heal, that everything would balance out in the long run. And in other words, the markets were smarter than us. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a financial storm appeared. In late 2007, unexpectedly, AIG and Lehman Brothers collapsed, and the great Oracle chairman was summoned to Congress and asked for his expert opinion. He replied sheepishly, "I never thought this could happen." He did not question his basic assumptions. He had lost his beginner's mind. When searching for a title for this talk, I came up with, "It Ain't Necessarily So." I suggest take a little time once in a while to notice your own personal soap opera, to notice what is going on right now. Question your assumptions and trust in your beginner's mind. Thank you.